Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
Right, so we have some sort of breaking news. Just came out about an hour ago, so very, very early in the morning. But there has been reports that Adrian Wojnarowski, I butchered his name probably. If you don't know who he is probably the most coveted NBA reporter there is. Like, he's the number one guy. He has reported that Kevin Durant and the Boston Celtics have been in talks. So Boston Celtics are emerging as a team that could potentially get Kevin Durant. Now, it's likely that this won't happen due to the fact that there's not really much trade traction for a deal for Kevin Durant as of now, but Boston is kind of in the loop, kind of the same as the Raptors and Suns and Miami Heat. No teams are really like in front and are progressing through a trade, but there at least is the trade talk. So that is one set of news that has came out about Kevin Durant today. Right now we're just in a very, you know, small and sort of boring part of free agency and sports off season. If you don't like baseball, I'm not a big fan, so I'm not going to cover something I'm not a fan of. But going back to the Kevin Durant talk, it is reported that Boston is probably going to have to give up about Jaylen Brown as the centerpiece for a trade, and then three first-round picks and two pick swaps. So Jaylen Brown, three picks, and two pick swaps for the future, which if that's the only player you have to give up is Jaylen Brown, and then you just have to give up some picks, that's not a super bad deal. Honestly, if you could do Jaylen Brown and three picks, I would totally do it. The pick swaps, not a big fan of. But Brooklyn is, that would be one of the better trades you can get. Because Brooklyn doesn't have their own picks, so they would at least have extra picks for the future. And they also have said that since they don't have their own picks, they don't want to tank. So they want players. So that makes them still very viable as a team and still gives them picks for the future. So it is a win-win. And if you can somehow get Kyrie to come back, you would have Ben Simmons, Jaylen Brown, and Kyrie Irving. Two very good defenders in Simmons and Brown. And then Brown and Kyrie Irving as offensive pieces. So you have a pretty good team. I think if you did that trade, that would definitely make the Nets a viable playoff contender. I think they would be in the like 6-7 seed potentially. As a team, if you have the trio of Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Ben Simmons, I think that's like a 6 seed, maybe like 7 or 8, depending on chemistry and how often Kyrie plays. But that team would still be very viable. But obviously, I think that is the best trade package that anybody could offer as of right now, because with the Suns, you can't get Ayton now for at least a year. So the Suns are kind of off the table. The Miami Heat, you can't get Bam Adebayo. So you're probably just going to get a bunch of role players and picks like Tyler Hero. And personally, I'd rather have Jaylen Brown and picks rather than Tyler Hero, a couple players, and a couple picks. Just because Tyler Hero is a very liable like person on defense. He's not very good. He's kind of a one-way player, and then when he's not a great when he doesn't have a good shooting night, it's kind of a rough player to play. So I think Jaylen Brown keeps you in games. He's great. He has his flashes of stardom. He's an all-star, and he's only 25, so he's kind of on the same line of Ben Simmons' age. So I think that team and that trade would work very well. I think Boston may have to give up like another player to have salaries match, just because Jaylen Brown's like a 2 years, like $56 million or something like that, or $66 million, and Kevin Durant's making like well over $40 million a year. So you'd have to give up like another player, like a, I don't know, like a $10 million a year player to make salaries work, I think. But that is the report that came out by Adrian Wojnarowski. And yeah, thank you for listening, and peace out.